Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Pretty momentous stories this week. Some of them obvious, some of them not so obvious. Here to discuss what's going on in the talk medium on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They're responsible online for working on these stories and the people, the list every week. And because Michael is in transit this week, and the good boys on the phone, in their car, don't read lists. So I will do the honors, Michael, of presenting where all of this stuff shows up. The charts for the week of March 12th to the 16th, 2012, starting at number 10, the NBA and the NHL, all the action therein, Sports Talk Radio. At number 9, spring training and the NFL off-season, what they're doing, moving here and there. Of course, March Madness is a big part of conversation on regular News Talk Radio and Sports Talk Radio. At number 8, the HBO movie Profiling Sarah Palin. A lot of discussion about that, how true to the school, if you will, it is or isn't. What's happening in Syria? 8,000 people killed by the leadership of that country. That's a big buzz in talk. Number 6, speaking about buzzes, Rush Limbaugh. If there's anything that's more pertinent to the discussion of what's going on in our business, I don't know what it is. In terms of number 5, the price you're paying for gasoline and the toll it's taking on President Obama. Number 4, the relationships that we have with Israel and whether or not we're going to stand by our friends. Number 3, Iran and the usual discussion of the threats. Number 2, getting out of Afghanistan after the civilian massacre last weekend. And number 1, the GOP presidential primaries. Those are the stories making the talkers list. Now, Michael, the Rush Limbaugh situation, and because this program is aimed at people who are special, we count on most of the people listening to this program as being real followers of the talk media, news talk radio, especially issue-oriented from the right and the left. So we have sort of an inside crowd, although I'm not sure this discussion even is necessarily geared toward those who are inside. The controversy that surfaced about Limbaugh, and it's been sort of the underscore here is David Axelrod, who's the president's chief advisor, going on some television show and saying there's a big difference, excuse me, between Bill Maher using the C word to refer to Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh using the S word to refer to Ms. Fluke. At this point, that seems laughable is probably as gentle a way. It's obscene for somebody to think like that, and yet these people seem to get away with it without really being challenged. I haven't heard a challenge to that statement anywhere. I don't know if you have.
A challenge to what statement?
To what Axelrod said, that Mars using the C word to refer to Sarah Palin is different than Limbaugh using the S word to refer to Ms.
Marginal challenges to it. I mean, it's a very fine point of law and media whether or not Sarah Palin is more of a public figure than Sandra Fluke. Sandra Fluke is being depicted as a private citizen, an innocent co-ed, a college student, a girl, you know, every possible way you could diminish her as being bullied by the big bad Limbaugh, while others say, no, she's an activist. She's a political activist. She's an experienced political activist. She's a mature woman. She is also a person who has testified to Congress. That makes her a newsmaker, makes her fair game. And
right.
Limbaugh was within his rights to attack her. He may have done so crudely, rudely, uncivilly. You could say anything you want, but in terms of the idea that she's, you know, off limits, that's debatable.
Well, here's the other side of this, though. At this point, I'm reading some things at talkers.com. Michael Smirkanish, who has a pretty good and balanced way of looking at politics, not either a lefty or a righty, wrote in his column in the Philadelphia Inquirer that the advertiser boycott wouldn't topple Rush Limbaugh. At this point in time, I don't really care, frankly, as a person who does a talk radio program, has been on the air for as long as Limbaugh, and I now see what's happening as a result of the wake of this thing. It isn't about Limbaugh anymore. It's about all of us. And this is the inside. This is the ugly truth about the ugly inside of this. Advertising agencies are not only telling those of us who produce programs like this program that we cannot air the commercials that they are buying on any station that carries Rush Limbaugh. So not only do they not want to be on Limbaugh's program, they don't want to be on any station that carries Limbaugh. And as of this moment, they have added Glenn Beck to that list. So you can say all you want to about, we'll get them, we won't support them, we won't buy their products. That's fine in terms of reverse osmosis, if you will. But it doesn't keep, Glenn Beck is making tens of millions of dollars a year. Limbaugh is making tens of millions of dollars. They could easily both transfer their act to Sirius XM in a minute. But that doesn't speak to the mom and pop operators who are being hurt dramatically by advertising being canceled on their station. Just because they have Rush Limbaugh, the advertisers don't want to be on the station at all, and that's true for national advertisers like Geico, Sears, a number of pharmaceutical products. You can go through the list. So it isn't hurting Limbaugh, and it won't hurt Glenn Beck, but those of us who are more dependent on this sort of thing and who aren't running the multi-million dollar operations, the only way to protect themselves against this is to get Rush Limbaugh off their station and to get Glenn Beck off their station. A huge problem for the Clear Channel stations, for example, because they own those two shows.
Yeah, these are the behind the scenes issues that people are talking about. I hear you, and obviously I agree with you that it's a problem, and people are very concerned in the industry. What I'm not certain of is the names of the sponsors that are thrown around. Some of these sponsors don't want to be on stations, or they just don't want to be on shows. Some of these sponsors have been on lists all along and haven't wanted to be on controversial stations or shows, and are now being presented by the political action groups that are out to get Limbaugh as piling on, when in fact they've always been that way. So I hear you, and I agree it's escalating, and I agree it's of concern, but I can't say for sure how much of it is accurate. I don't mean what you're saying. I'm just saying what you're hearing, how much of it is accurate and how much of it is being hyped up for political reasons.
Well, it seems to me that this thing is getting... it's like nothing that I've ever seen before in this business, and it is behind the scenes, but it's going to affect what people will hear and how they'll hear it. Glenn Beck's not going away. Limbaugh's not going away. They find their own, they can find their own way of broadcasting and distributing the program, but it affects our
ability. If they were to do that, then they would no longer be on the stations,
right?
And then this problem would be solved. So they would continue to go along their merried way. Internet radio would only get bigger because they have huge fan bases.
Yep.
And people like you would be able to continue to operate on terrestrial radio without being persecuted by...
I think it does. There is a persecution here because I might say something that somebody doesn't like. And my freedom of speech, I mean, I don't run that kind of program, but under the circumstances... If I say something like, they'll go chase me around or whoever else they want to until there's nothing but dead air.
The harassment of advertisers was always considered too dirty for self-respecting broadcasters to engage in and competing with each other.
Yeah.
But now that the politicians have taken over radio, nothing is too dirty. I've been in this business for decades, and I've seen some of the biggest radio wars that have ever happened. And, I mean, I've seen radio wars where they... knock down each other's transmitter towers, literally, where they actually cut the wires and the towers would fall down. I've seen the worst kind of competition, but never do broadcasters attack other broadcasters' sponsors, because that is polluting the water in which everybody drinks.
Yeah.
But this is not broadcasters. Broadcasters are not doing this. This is the political special interest groups doing it, because political groups, nothing is beneath them in terms of competition. They are the dirtiest players in all of American competition, are the organized political forces. And I really wish more media people realized that, so they don't snuggle up to them so much. The media should be protecting the public from politics, not getting too close to it. And this is what radio is paying the price for, snuggling up so close to politics, because now they're caught in the crossfire between the political forces that are battling over radio turf. That's my assessment in a nutshell.
I think that those are words that will echo as this debate continues. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Check all of these stories out at Talkers.com.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICStamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the new media. What's the buzz on Facebook about these candidates? Here's host Steve Scott with another analyst named Brian Montepoli. They talk about Rick Santorum's wins and wondering out loud whether the momentum takes him to Puerto Rico and Illinois.
Brian, after his wins in Alabama and Mississippi, does Rick Santorum have some momentum?
He certainly has momentum, but that doesn't mean he has a real clear path to nomination. I mean, you know, we were talking about two deeply conservative southern states, and Mitt Romney got a little bit excited about these states and sort of raised expectations, but realistically, an Ivy League northeastern Mormon with a reputation as a moderate is going to have a hard time in Alabama and Mississippi, no matter how you slice it. So, you know, this was a tough loss for him, but I think, you know, can start comparing Santorum to, like, say, a Mike Huckabee from 2008, a guy who seems to connect with a lot of the base voters, but, you know, ultimately isn't able to get there.
Romney still has a big lead in the delegate race, but is he wobbling a little?
I mean, he, you know, despite the headlines today, he's actually going to emerge from last night with more delegates than anyone else because there were these contests in American Samoa and Hawaii that he won, and then these two southern states were proportional. So basically, the three top candidates each took about a third of the delegates. He's wobbling in the sense that no one really seems to be able to warm to him, and he's not able to put to rest these concerns about his appeal to conservatives. Ultimately, you know, he remains the strong front runner to win the nomination.
Some said yesterday was do or die for Newt Gingrich, that he had to win one or both of these southern states to stay in the race. Is his campaign dead in the water?
Well, you know, Newt would attack the elite media for saying so, but I certainly think that it's hard to see his viability in this race. I mean, he and Santorum have been in this battle to be the consensus conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. Well, Newt Gingrich has lost that battle. He's won only two of, I think, 27 states so far. Santorum continues to win states in Gingrich's backyard. And if you're a conservative voter going forward and you're looking for somebody to beat Mitt Romney and you see these two guys, you're going to go with Santorum, I think, much of the time, because you're going to say this is the guy who seems to have a more viable path to the nomination. You know, Gingrich is vowing to stick around in this thing, and he potentially can if people keep pouring money into his super PAC, but at some point it starts to get to be, you know, you start to question what he's thinking and staying in the race.
Here's Mr. Doug Meehan with another political analyst. This guy's name is Josh Davis. They say Rick Santorum's wins in Alabama and Mississippi make him a serious contender.
Does Santorum's win in the Deep South relaunch him as a serious GOP candidate? Your thoughts?
It has to. And I think the interesting question here, Doug, is whether relaunch is the right word. You heard both Gingrich and Santorum talking about the media's presentation of the race versus what they want to characterize as the reality of the race. Santorum has been competitive again and again. Every time Romney appears on the edge of winning, or at least plausibly claiming that he's done, Santorum does something like what he did last night. And I think last night was particularly remarkable in what's been a remarkable race, because Santorum's people were playing down expectations on the basis both of how much money Romney spent in Alabama and Mississippi and the depth of his organization. And nevertheless, he won. There is a profound discomfort with Mitt Romney, and amazingly enough, some sense of comfort with Rick Santorum. You want something to think about. Mm-hmm. Think about how it could possibly be that voters across this country are more comfortable with a guy who thinks a college education is something snobs want and that sex really is only for procreation.
So that's my question. Does this say more about how good Santorum is or how bad Romney is? So what is it? What side does it tell us? Worse for Santorum that he is a legitimate candidate or that Romney is just a weak candidate?
So I think there's a New England-ish answer to that, and then I think there's a real answer to it. The New English answer is Romney's a terrible candidate. He can't stop talking about how rich he is. Even yesterday or the day before, he was talking about how some of his good friends are baseball owners. So he knows NASCAR owners and baseball owners. Doesn't appear to own any real people. That's got to be from parts of the country that are a little more liberal-leading than what we think. I think there's something very different, though, which is that in a lot of the country, Rick Santorum is a good candidate because he is saying what people think.
800-510-8255. Who do you think? Or you're ready to do what Dick Morris tells you to do, and that's get behind Romney. We'll find out from you on the countdown in a few moments.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back to our discussion of the pretenders, the contenders, and the intenders as the GOP situation, grand old party. The Republicans are in the focus. Presidential candidate Newt Gingrich expressing frustration with both the news media and the Republican Party establishment for failing to understand his ideas for transforming American politics. As calls for him to bow out of the race have grown louder this week following how he finished in Mississippi and Alabama. He said he was going to win, you remember that. He seemed to be kind of off his mark, grumpy even, and in a crowded place, Lincoln Day dinner in Chicago, he said, quote, "The thing I find most disheartening in this campaign is the difficulty of talking about large ideas on a large scale because the news media can't cover it, and my opponents can't comprehend it." So, is him? He says he's the only candidate of all four who's focused on ideas and solutions and not just the usual politics. And the only one advocating wholesale change to a political system that's methodically and deliberately stupid. I think he's said a lot of things there that are right. What about you? 800-510-EWS. He's just stopped talking about being like Ronald Reagan. Find your own place in the sun there. 800-510-8255. A lot of people feel that way about Ron Paul as well. So Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, are they two peas in a pod? Randy, calling the countdown from Louisiana, now on the air.
I'm sorry. These people are a pack of puppets, and Ron Paul's the only one that's going to get us out of any kind of situation, especially over in the Middle East. Santorum would be, if I had to go a second, it'd be Santorum, but the other two, no way. And I'm hoping Ron Paul runs in a third party, independent or something, because I'm really an independent, but I ain't got no choice.
I don't know that I disagree with you, Randy. The problem is when he runs, it sucks away from the Republicans, not the Democrats for the most part. And that means you got some more, four more years of Mr. Obama, who's on his way, by the way, to breaking all kinds of records when it comes to getting big piles of cash. I think Gingrich has got another point. Perhaps you haven't heard him talking about the people who have donated, $150,000, I think, have donated. He got a couple of bucks here and $10 there. So does that give him strength in your mind? I'm not advocating. I'm just asking the question. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's see. Don's listening to one of our five stations in Ohio with thoughts on Mr. Gingrich.
Next move would be the 45th president of the United States of America. and the convention, and I believe Newt can win it. It looks like Sarah Palin got wiped out in Alaska. J.C. Watts got wiped out in Oklahoma. We got wiped out in Ohio. But Newt stayed in there, and I started looking. Politics is a substitute for war. So you look at it like, okay, we all got wiped out, but our commander-in-chief, theoretically speaking, Newt Gingrich is still in the game. He can take it to the convention. He can win it. He can beat Obama.
You know, it's interesting to take apart the record. Gingrich has done a pretty good job of this. He says he also wants to be the candidate of science and technology, whether it's on energy, it's on stopping crooks in Medicare, getting into space, which I was ridiculed for, or helping to make you make sure your family doesn't suffer from something that could be avoided. You know, he has made a lot of sense. There's nobody, I think, who actually listens to what he says or reads his comments that thinks he's a dumb man. He's not. He's too idiosyncratic, and maybe what he's saying this week, I mean, we expect the president to be perfect, and they're all far from that because they're just like you. They're imperfect. But to look at the record and to have somebody running against Barack Obama, which is what these guys ought to be doing instead of running against each other, and Gingrich has been doing, you know, he's sort of back and forth with that flailing around. But since taking office in January of 2009, here's how things have shaped up in terms of the federal government. Federal spending has gone from $2.5 trillion to $3.3 trillion a year. The federal deficit has gone from $642 billion to about three times that, $1.7 trillion. The debt from $10 trillion to $14 trillion. Foreclosures topped a million for the first time in history last year. The gas prices have gone up over 140%. Healthcare insurance premiums have gone up about 10% per year. 15% of Americans are considered poor. 10% unemployment, basically speaking, is 9 point something or other. And here's the kicker. The number of regulations, this is the thing I think people ought to be thinking about. The number of regulations that have been published in the Federal Register, 80,000 new pages of regulations. 80,000 pages of new regulations in the past 3 years. 80,000 pages of new governmental regulations. 800-510-8255. John's calling from one of our, I think we have four or five stations in Texas. John, take it away.
I don't think he could win the South. And the reason is religion. No one in the South or Midwest that are born-again Christians are going to vote for him Warren. It's a fact that the national media has missed. And I think it's a matter of not being so conservative, it's a matter of not being Christian enough in the South. No one will admit to being a religious bigot, but there is a lot of that, I believe. All you have to do is look at the amount of literature, that anti-Mormon literature, that has been distributed in the South and Midwest to born-again Christians. And you would be surprised at the venom that exists.
No, I don't think I would, John. Mitt Romney doesn't win the South because he's a Mormon. I'm not a big fan of Mormonism, but I'm not a big fan of the Christian right-wing radical sorts that think that's, that nobody is. This will annoy some people, but think about the sort of extremes in any religion and what it is that brings people around to being as bitter as they are. Maybe some of you are this way about other people and their points of view, my way or the highway. That thinking never gets you anywhere, especially in politics, but in life it doesn't get you ahead. And I think he's right about a lot of things. There are a lot of bigots in this country. Why? Got so much to be thankful for, yet people want to blame their problems on other people who often have nothing to do with it. Again, not necessarily being a fan of Mormonism or any real religion that basically says we're best and everybody else doesn't even exist. That's a problem here. 800-510-8255. Here's Bob in New York on the countdown.
I just think it's ridiculous for my fellow Americans to think religion matters in a, you know, in a vote when Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, even the president, they're just working for the interests of the international banking cartel. That's all they are. There is no choice except Ron Paul. That's all there is. I asked my fellow Americans in November, write in Ron Paul, because the electronic voting booth's not going to do it for you. Ron Paul, he's the only answer to save this country. The rest of them are shills for the international interest.
Isn't it interesting how many people call, and maybe it's because they find this a receptive home, the number of people that call Ron Paul. But I think generally speaking, News Talk Radio, people who are talking about these issues are hearing a lot from people of all ages who support Ron Paul, and yet he still isn't getting a fair shake in the news media. I don't think you can. I mean, am I wrong about that or not? 800-510-8255. Another Ohio caller. This lady's name is Martha.
It's really hard. I would go Santorum. If I had to, I'll go with Romney. The thing that Americans need to realize is we've got to stick together so we can beat Obama. And those supporters of Ron Paul, Ron Paul's philosophy is give the nukes to Iran. Iran is a country, a nation that wants to obliterate the United States and Israel. So somebody with that mentality to have the nuclear capability is disastrous. And for Ron Paul's philosophy, he's way off the mark.
Way off the mark, eh? Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney. Ron Paul, off the mark. Okay, thank you for your expressions. 800-510-8255. There is a rally going on. The four remaining candidates are now sort of talking among themselves, asking each other, why are we squabbling when we ought to be concentrating on beating President Obama? I think there are a lot of people who are asking that question. Maybe you are. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, Sprint Cup champion and co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. So I've got a question for you. Want to be a co-owner of my race team? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang out with me, Ryan Newman, driver of the 39 Quicken Loans Chevy, and the whole crew. It'll be awesome. Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
College softball players Mallory Holtman and Liz Wallace know winning isn't everything.
It's how you hold your head at the end of the game and how you walk off the field.
These two athletes carried their opponent around the bases after she injured herself hitting the winning home run.
What are they doing?
Whether you win or lose on the field, if you did the right thing, then you did win.
And they showed us the right thing is sportsmanship.
Way to go, girl!
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Lame.
During the Ultimate Hoops Experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $588.
Buy online, pick up today. There's really just no easier way. Go fast. So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on. I find it refreshing. We don't have much in the way of discussion about Rush Limbaugh, so I guess the world is getting settled down a little bit there. 12.5 minutes before the hour. Our calls here are taken from your live calls to us at 800-510-8255, plus some of the calls from the programs we monitor, several hundred programs on great radio stations with individual hosts. We try not to take the material from the syndicated hosts, mostly because, frankly, it annoys the stations that we may be on that don't carry some of the syndicated shows. So we bring in samplings of the people who are doing a good job in the local market so that there's nobody who gets upset about anything. We don't want the focus to be on the people. It's more the message, the information, and the conversation, sometimes the controversy. Stan's calling in from one of our Pennsylvania affiliates, and he likes Mr. Santorum, apparently.
Here's why I support Santorum. Even when Governor Rendell, a Democrat, was in office, he praised Santorum during his time in office for bringing home the bacon to Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania has not had a president in office since Buchanan. We need some money for PA. And that's why I support Santorum. If the Republican base is going to come out in force, it's not going to come out for Romney, because when Romney was in office in Massachusetts, he flat out lied to the people who are in favor of reproductive choice. They wanted him not to fight with him, and not to fight with them. And I think it was his first or second bill was a bill limiting abortion. So, no, Romney's a liar. Santorum? No, he's not. You might hate him, you might love him, but he's not a liar.
I don't hate him, and I don't love him, and I don't like the term lie. I don't like the term hate, don't like the term lie. But I think that Mr. Santorum has a convenient memory, it would appear. 800-510-8255. We have President Obama is not really the focus here. It is those who are running. That seems to be where most of the action is. And here's Floyd in Virginia to second the emotion about Rick Santorum.
We support Santorum. I like him because he's a godly man. And we elected a godly man in Virginia. Here is Bob McDonnell. And it come out yesterday, I think it was, with our unemployment rate is 5.4%. God owns everything. And when we get a godly man in there that will take care of the godly things first, then put him first, then God will take care of everything else. And before his Romney goes, if you look at him, when I look at him, I see Obama, because he's done exactly the same thing Obama's done.
It's amazing how people keep repeating the same thing that they hear on some of these talk radio programs over and over and over again. He's done the same thing as Obama's done. Really? Really? That's very interesting. I find that somewhat discouraging and dismaying. At any rate, more of your calls coming up, 51 past the hour.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office, located in Los Angeles. He's also the editor of the LBN eLert. Had a nice picture of Doug Steffen in the eLert as one of the readers of the eLert, standing in front of the barn door with a glass of milk. It's a reference to my other life. As a farmer, I thought it was kind of cute that you put that in the LBN alert last week, Michael. It was kind of something that brought around a different recognition, a different face, if you will, for somebody who really does support what you do, because I use it. It's very usable. It's very timely information. People keep themselves up on a lot of news in a way that isn't, it sort of puts a lot of stuff together that is important and one easy to read message every day. Now, speaking of messages, we have this ongoing controversy about Rush Limbaugh, and I guess Bill Maher comes into the, there was back and forth this week. The president's chief honcho, Mr. Axelrod, said that Bill Maher, using the C word to refer to Sarah Palin, was different than Rush Limbaugh using the S word to refer to Ms. Fluke. The fact that he had the balsam to do that and actually tried to come across as being credible in an interview where he said that just sent me spinning. And
If Axelrod said that.
Yes, he did.
If he did, I didn't hear it.
Yep.
I would say that Mr. Axelrod is an idiot.
Yes.
And Mr. Axelrod has said something as stupid or stupider than the two gentlemen he's commenting on.
It just, but how do you
It's really incredible that David Axelrod could say such a thing and be a man who graduated college and serves the President of the United States is painful. It's painful. It's that stupid.
Well, the whole thing has become very painful, and more so than just in terms of words, but now it's having a major impact on broadcasters in terms of advertising revenue. You can say, oh, too bad you guys all make so much money anyway. No, that's not true, nor is it fair. Yeah, there are a lot of big companies that do make a lot of money in the talk radio business, and that's what it is. It's a business. But there are also other people who are running smaller companies like mine.
And it is an edgy business.
It's very edgy.
This is a business that is built on open, passionate, intense, sometimes divisive dialogue. It always has been that way, and it will remain that way.
All right, so then what do you recommend as a PR guy? A big radio station comes to you and says, I'm losing business. The general manager is nervous. The sales manager is nervous. Program director is getting all these calls. People are ticked off. Your host or hosts are, by, as you just suggested, the nature of the business, going to say things that sooner or later get somebody ticked off.
That's what they're paid to do. That's
right.
What the format demands.
Yes. So then what do the advertisers need to understand or not understand, or do they just go away, don't support, and these programs go away, and so both the right and the left have what they want? The right wants to drive the lefties off the air, and the lefties want to drive the righties off the air, so then it's all gone.
Well, I think that, you know, it's hard to predict whether anyone will drive anyone off the air, and even if they drive someone off the air, if they won't be replaced by somebody 2 years later that has a similar format. But we do have to I think that broadcasters have to understand that they are both in the business of providing edgy content, and also it is a business.
Yeah.
And that they are locked in a partnership with people and companies whose livelihoods rely on them to not push away the very hand that feeds them, namely advertisers. So there has to be a way, or an attempted a way, to create a product that, you know, look, there are lots of ways of saying provocative things,
yeah,
that are not necessarily advertiser unfriendly.
Well, the intelligence quotient of the people, there are a lot of people that do radio programs that are not very smart. And I say that in umbrage to some of my brethren who are doing national programs, local programs. They just copy what other people say, and they don't come up with new things, and
yeah,
that's part of the problem here, I think. What about
not
you?
Not only smart, Doug, it's that I think that there's a scarcity of courage. You know, we're living in an economic environment that is so challenged, so difficult, that it is very hard to take chances on things.
It's food for thought for sure. Someone who's always thinking, Michael Levine from the LCO Online office and the editor of the LBN eLert. You might want to check that out online. You can check out Michael at DougStephan.com.